תג למישהו. 15 נושים, פויטרוש צורסיהם וצורס צורסיהם מן החליצו מן העיב ומן סוף העיב. Spoke out that the Mishnah says Chameishas Noshim all of the Arayas Voitros Tzoroseim V'Tzoros Tzoroseim Min Achalitzo Min Ahibu Matzof Ahoy. So we mentioned that the Mishnah of Yevomes doesn't write down Chameishas Noshim that they themselves apotu Meyivu V'Chalitzo. The right thing would be to write Chameishas Noshim Pturois Meyibum V'Chalitza V'Poitros Tzoroseim. The Mishnah does not write down that the Noshim are Pturos themselves for Yibum V'Chalitza. And this is what we mention is because Erva Gufe Loi Tzrich Ekro. This Diuk Rav Ashi and Avches will be Medaik that Erva Gufe Loi Tzrich Ekro. And that is a svore apshuta she'ein esa veicha loisase she'yesh bo koretz. So the Mishnah is only writing down the second part of the chidush that chamesh asra noshim poitres tzoroseim v'tzoros tzoroseim min achalitzo min ha'ibu. This is the pshat in the Mishnah, chamesh asra noshim poitres tzoroseim v'tzoros tzoroseim min achalitzo min ha'ibu. We mentioned yesterday but the Loshon HaMishneh is 15 Noshim Poitrois Tzoroseim V'Tzoros Tzoroseim Min Achalitzo Min Ahibu. They patter Tzoroseim V'Tzoros Tzoroseim Min Achalitzo Min Ahibu. This is what the Tana is coming to say. It doesn't say that the Tzoro becomes Osu to do a Maise Yibu. It only says 15 Noshim Poitrois Tzoroseim. They patter the Tzoro that not only they themselves are potu, but they for sure also, it's a rayas. They also patu tzoroseim, v'tzoros tzoroseim, v'nachalitzo min ha'ibu. But it doesn't say lehedya in the Mishneh that the tzores are also. But the truth is that the tzores are also, azay is mefurish in Amud Beis, and more from Amud Beis, if you will see inside, look in the Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah state, the Gemara says clearly that they're also. And if you look in Rashi, Oisrois, look in Rashi, in the bigger lines, not in the bigger, but in the bigger lines in Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil Oisrois. Look in Rashi, Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Oisrois, like the fourth line in the bigger lines of Rashi. The Ovadai Asur, I said, מאחר שאין סקוקוס לייבום קיימה באיסורי שסך גימל עמוד א' גימל עמוד א' the bigger lines in Rashi אויסרויס not bigger אויסרויס דאובדי אסור אסם מאחר שאין סקוקוס לייבום וקיימה לבאיסורי שסך. So Rashi says that for sure what the Gemara speaks out that the Tzores not only potter that they're osu, and Rashi says pshit that they're osu. We don't have to have a zbeirim of that. If it's no mitzvah yibum, the main the kaima be isurei shesach. So in Rashi is mashma that the gather of the asuris if the Tzoras erve is val the erve patters the bais the hayu as a gzeiras hakosu that when it's an erve, my brother is married to my daughter, to my sister, to one of the arayas. The whole bias is potu me yibum. The male, not only the elve, I don't do yibum to, I'm potu me kol bias. Both of his wives are potu me yibum. And the male, they also, the kaimen be yisurei shesach. Le'umas them, the briskerov, and Ben Hashem will see him later in the Sefer and the Michtovim in the back, the briskerov learns that the elve assers the tzor. Dahainu, not stam that the erve patters the bais. If my brother is married to my daughter, so there's no parshas yibum, not to the erve, not to the second wife. No, the erve assers her tzora, and the tzora gets ashamed if tzoras erve. It's a new isur of the tzoras erve. See, Bez Hashem and Av Gimel Amud Beis and the Prime Godim. What is the gather of the isur of the tzoras erve? But it's a shame isur that is called isur tzoras erve. And not only that, and here's the point that I want to be madgish. Lefi Rashi, the way we are learning is, if my brother is married to my daughter, I can't do yibum to my daughter. The whole family is potul. I don't need to do yibum to my brother, not only to my daughter, to the whole, all of his wives. I'm potul. Potul. She's an elvet, the whole bais becomes potul. Noch, the bais becomes potul. If I marry one of the wives, I'm over isu. Evei shesach. Because I'm marrying her, shesach. So while she's potu, kum zurich, the isu reishesach. But the gedder from the arayas is poitrois. Only my daughter is married to him. The second wife is a regular lady. But while my daughter is married to him, is a poitrois and the bais. The whole bais is potu. The whole bais is potu. Why, when I will marry the second wife, I will be over a isu? Welcome to Rik the Isu Reishesach. Now listen carefully. This is Shitas Rashi. Lefide Briskerov, when we're learning the gather of Oisrois, it works different. The daughter is married to him. She's a daughter. The other lady is not a daughter. There's no poitrois. Has a parsha of poitrois. It's a Xerasakosu that the daughter puts Isu on the second wife. That is called Isu Tzolaselve. So now I have an Isu, Sayan my daughter, Sayan the second wife. Oh, so I can't do Yibum because I have an Isu. So my daughter is also to me to make a Yibum. The second wife is an Isu to do a Yibum. The main man potu me Yibum. But the gather is Oisur. The Elve doesn't patter the Tzolva. The Elve asks the Tzolva. After the tzora is also, Abimele can't do yibum. So again, lefi Rashi we call it poitrois. My daughter is married to my brother, so the bais is potu, regular ptur potu. The mitzvah disappears. Look, the mitzvah disappears. So why is aveira to marry the second wife? There's no mitzvah. So Rashi nafgimel we saw Abimele kaimer be isur eshesach. Very glad. There's no mitzvah kum tzurik the isu. But the gather what the Elve does to the bais is poiter the bais. Masha'enke, the Briskerov olim shat, we'll see later in Rishayim, the gather is that the Elve assers the tzora. And while the gather is that the Elve assers the tzora, so the tzora becomes a tzoras Elve, the tzora becomes a tzoras Elve, and while the tzora becomes a tzoras Elve, she has an isu. Like I have an isu to make yivum to my daughter, because she's an erve, the tzora is also called the tzora's erve. And b'meila she's also to do yivum. B'meila she becomes potu. About the gather, that the tzora patterns the bait is not poitrois, this one is called oisrois. It's easy to learn like Rashi, that it's poitrois. I'll bring you one of the reasons, one of the rayas to learn Oisrois and not poitrois, is the Gemara and Daf Gimel, that the Gemara will have a sol kedai toch, that not only b'mokim yibu. If Shmuel, a guy, met and married my daughter, and he has another wife, and now that Shmuel dies, I'm not allowed to marry not only my daughter, the second wife. While she was in the same family, married to someone with my daughter, she gets the isur of my daughter spread to the whole mishpoche, and she becomes a tzoras erve. The Loshon HaGemara, we will call it in Yevomis, tzoras erve sheloi b'mokim mitzvah. Not when they marry to my brother. And the Gemara will have a salkedaitor that erve asers even sheloi b'mokim mitzvah. The Gemara answers in Avgimel Amud Beis, ein tzoro elo meach. That it's only b'mokim mitzvah. So Rashi will learn, does he go with the tenets of the Gemara? In Tzora Elo Me'ach, because the gather of the Tzora is not that she receives the Isru. Just it's a poitrois, and kum tzorik de ishazach. Sheloi b'mokim mitzvah, you can't have a Tzora Selve. But these are the two tzdodim. So other arayas are oisrus, other are poitrus. And we'll see later, Loshon HaGemara and Dav Gimel, the Gemara will clear, Loshon HaMishnah is poitrus Tzora Seher, not oisrus Tzora Seher. But the Gemara will speak it out in Dav Gimel, why it says poitrois, and it doesn't say oisrois. And the Firashi will be stavakash. Rashi is also. Tidu was gerob, the Gemara will ask, it's the Chayisrois, noch nicht kein Poitrois. The Gemara will say, yeah. The Tana will say, Chayisrois, you would think that maybe she needs Chalitza. The Tana will ask to say that she's clean, she's out completely. The Gemara will add, we'll have to learn later in Avgimel to understand. But these are the two ways to understand. Back to the mission. So first day to the mission. Chamesh Esra Noshim Poitrois Tzoroseyem. V'Tzoroi Tzoroseyem min HaChalitza u min HaYimu Matzof HaOyim. So here is the chiddush of the Mishnah, that not only that the erve patters the tzoro will patter her tzoro. What is the pshat? The tzoro will patter her tzoro. Benefilo shniyo. This is called benefilo shniyo. What is the pshat? Benefilo shniyo. My brother is married to my daughter. I can't do yibum to my daughter, and not only to my daughter I can't do yibum. I can't do yibum even to the second wife of my brother because she's a tzora sel. So I can do Yibum to my brother's wife, not to my daughter that is his wife, and another also. But my other brothers could do Yibum to both. So Reuben and Shimon Velevi. Reuben is married to my daughter, so Shimon can do Yibum, not to the daughter of Shimon, and not to the second wife. But Levi could do Yibum. And Levi went and he married not the Erve, he married the Tzora. And Levi has two wives. And now Levi dies. So not only that he cannot, Shimon can do Yibum to the one that was a Tzoras Erve. By Reuben, he also can do Yibum to the second wife of Levi. This is called Tzoris Tzoroseyem. So Chamesh Esra Noshim Poitrois Tzoroseyem V'Tzoris Tzoroseyem Min HaChalitza Min HaYibum Ad Sof Kol HaOilam. This is the deed of the Mishnah, that the Erve patters the Tzoro Ben Afilo Rishoino, and the Tzoro, if my other brother, that by him is no Erve, and no, he's allowed to marry side the Erve, side the Tzor, and he went and he married the Tzor, and now he died. So not only that Shimon can do Yibum to that Tzor that was already awesome for him, but from Reuben, he's not allowed to marry even the second wife of Levi. This is called Tzor Tzor Seyem Atzof Koloi. What is the Mokor? That Erva part is a tzoro, we said Erva gufa loy tzrich ekro, so it's a drosha litz oleo oleo, the Gemara in Avgimel Amud Beis, Ches Amud Aleph, that the Erva part is the tzoro. Rabbi has a different drosha, the Erva part is the tzoro. How we know that the tzoro part is the tzoro? We know that the Erva part is the tzoro. Litzroi, Gimel Amud Beis, Minoa Nemile, Tonu Rabbonon, this is the Gemara in Gimel Amud Beis, that we know that the Erve patters the Tzor. Minoa Nemilo Isha Rachoyz Olisko, that Erve patters the Tzor. How we know that the Tzor patters her Tzor? So the Gemara darshens it, Litzroir. Tzor is how? We'll see. This is the Gemara in Gimel. So we have a drosha. How we know that the Erve patters the Tzor, that Litzor Afilu Tzor is Arbe? That is the Gemara. The Gemara has a drosha. And if you'd Gimel, Taisus here has Barachov and Dibur Amasil Atzof Kol HaOilo. We have a drosha that the Erve patters the Tzor and the Tzor patters the Tzor. Litzor Afilu Tzor is Arbe. That is the aloche. What Taisus brings down here in Dibur Amasil Atzof Kol HaOilo. Gemara and the Gimel Amud Beis Barachov and Yud Gimel, but Afilu Tzor is Arve. Not only that the bitter part is the Tzor, just if Levi marries the Tzor and he dies, not only the Tzor is also to Yibum Potum Yibum, even the Tzor of the Tzor is also to Yibum. So it's a drosh. Frekt Rab Kiveiger Akash. Best Hashem, we'll see a lot at Rab Kiveiger, but I want just to be my middle Rab Kiveiger. Frekt Rab Kiveiger Sharke Kash. Why we need a drosha, frekt Rab Kiva Eiger, that the Tzora could patter the Tzora? Again, the Bitoi patters the Tzora. Reuben is married to my daughter, and he has a second wife. Not only my daughter I can marry, even the Tzora. Yes, he has two wives, Rochel and Leah. Leah is my daughter. I can do Yibum not only to Leah, even to Rochel. But then Levi did Yibum to Rochel. So Be'ezim, she's a Tzora herself. And now Levi dies, so the Aloche is Litzroi. That not only the second wife of Reuven that is by Levi, I can't do Yibum, even the Tzoratzorah I put. Frank Rav Kiva Eger, I don't understand why I need a drosha to say that the Tzorah part is the Tzorah. What? We learn Oysos. We'll take the Rashi and Dav Gimel, that after the Bitter was Potu Meibum, she patterned the whole family, and now, not only she's Potu Meibum, even the Tzorah is Potu Meibum. And Rashi said, Val the Tzorah is Potu Meibum, she's a Ishesach. And Val she's a Ishesach, she's a Erva. So now Levi married this lady that is a Erva. For me, it's a Erva. Levi has a Heter Ibu. I don't have a Heter Ibu. Oh, but she's a Erva. Now Levi does. I can't marry her. But we say not only that I can't marry her, I'm not allowed to marry even the Tzorah. This is Litzra. I'm not allowed to marry her. I don't need a drosha. I don't know why. Other than drosha of Litzra is that not only I can't marry her, I can't marry the other Tzorah. Frank Rav Kiva Eger, I don't need a pasuk. She's a Ishesach. Ishesach patters a Tzorah. Levi married Ishes Reuven, the second wife, not the Erva. But by me it's an Erva for the Ishesach. Now Levi dies. So Levi's wife, the Ishesach, is an Erva by me. Ishesach patters the Tzorah. Ari lav dafka bitoy patters the Tzorah. Lav dafka imoy. Ishesach also patters. How we know? Well, how we know Ishesach patters? Shteit in the Mishnah, Ishesach im meimoy. This is the Dibor HaMasim of Kveiger, it's on the Mishnayas. The Kveiger is printed here beyond in the beginning. Shteit in the Mishnah, Ishesach minoim, patters the Tzorah. Another Ishesach, Ishesach im shaloyoy abo ilomoy. We learn in the Sefer. Reuven dies, and then Levi is born. And Shimon does Yibum, and then Shimon dies. So the halacha is that the Ishesach of Reuven that is by Shimon patters the Tzorah. Why? Ishesach could patter Tzorah. So if Ishesach could patter Tzorah, so why I need a drosha for Tzorah's Tzorah that she's potu? Poshut that she's potu. Why poshut that she's potu? Why she herself is a Ishesach. And why she herself is a Ishesach, the male she patters the Tzorah. Zogt Rav Kiva Eger, and don't think that I'm saying Stam Chidushim. Zogt Rav Kiva Eger, what I'm telling you now is a Mefurash Rashi and Chesamut Beis. I want you to see the Rashi. Dibur HaMaskir Im Kein. Look at Rashi, Chesamut Beis, Dibur HaMaskir Im Kein. In the middle of the Rashi. The Tzoros Tzoroseim Nami Mehoche Nafkelot. Chesem Udbeis, towards the bottom, the Masril in Cain, in the middle of the Rashi. The Tzoros Tzoroseim Nami Mehoche Nafkelot. The Mishanofel Tzoras Erva Mehoche Varishoin, the Nidches Erva, Nesro Velomis Mishum Eshesach. Ukshinisiyam Mehoche Vashoin Velo Isha Acheres Vemeis. וחוזרו לפעול זה לקריב בי זה שנעשרו לו ולקריב נכתבה יו אסירי וכן לא אילו היא בשביקום זה איש עשר רבי דרשס ובלוקח so Rashi says how it works while she was a איש עשר and now the second brother Mary when he dies she's a איש עשר and איש עשר patterns so Rav Kiva Eger בעצם is trying to make a list of the places that the איש עשר patterns at Zorah Ishesach minayim, Ishesachim shaloyoy abo ilomoy, and Rashi speaks out in Chesam Udbeis lefi Rebbe, but he speaks about how we know Tzorah Tzorah. Rashi says, "Val the Tzorah is potu because no mitzvah yibum Tzorah Selve is a Ishesach. My brother marries now it's a Ishesach. If she's a Ishesach, she patters the other one. Av kimeigir is mitzayin to another place and daf yudveis ilomis." So we have Eilonis in the Mishnah that is a Mekach Toys. So she was never married to my brother. And we have Eilonis Shehikirbo. My brother married like a Trile Eilonis. So there's no mitzvah Yibum because Loi Karinen Bo Lohokim Shem. So my brother went and married like a Trile a lady that cannot have kids. So if my brother dies, I don't need to do Yibum, right? Now he has another wife that could do kids. Zog the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis. So as Eilin is Pturo, while the Eilin is I can't do Yibum at Eish Esach, Eish Esach, Pat is the Tzor. What? No. Regular Kiddushin. Eilin is a regular Kiddushin. If a person doesn't know she's an Eilin, so she's not married to her. When you marry an Eilin, she becomes your wife. He married an Eilin, he wanted to marry an Eilin. If he dies, there's no Yibum. Or he had another wife that could have kids. Aber so big more than that you'd be is so as iron is pturo, why? Because the elder of the Ishesach. So she patters the tzor. So Ishesach is a regular elder to patter the tzor. Kivegir brings four cases. Ishesach is meimoy. That my brother married Ishesach minayim, for me it's Ishesach minayim, and he dies, I don't do yibum not only to her, also to the tzor. Because the elder of Ishesach is mafkia. Ishesach is shalom ba'ilomo, ya erba von Ishesach is mafki ha'tzor. Chesom would base Rashi speaking about if he rebbe that is no litzor, so Rashi, but while the erba patters the tzor, it comes to rig the Ishesach, and while the Ishesach comes back, so if the second brother will marry her and he will die, that Ishesach will patter the tzor. Island is, while there's no mitzvah sibum, the Ishesach comes back and patters the tzor. So Meile fragt Rav Kiveiger back to our Mishnah. Chameish es l'noshim poitro is tzor oseir. The tzor is tzor oseir. My brother marries the tzor. And now he dies. Not only the tzor is potu, even the tzor is potu. And the Gemara has a drosha. This is a big taste that's of kol ha'olam. For a lot of drosha, small drosha. Fragt Rav Kiveiger, who needs a drosha? After the erva patter the tzor is a regular ishesach. My brother marries her. I cannot marry her. The pasuk is not coming to tell me that I cannot marry. I cannot marry. Yet the pasuk is coming to say that the tzor could pattern another tzor. Why I need a pasuk to tell me that the tzor will pattern another tzor? I could figure it out myself. Val is the isur ishesach, and the ishesach comes back. Let that ishesach to pattern the tzor. This is what is called in Yevomis Rav Kiveiger's kasha. And we don't try to answer it now. It's merely to answer it now. We don't know Yevomis yet. We can't answer Rav Kiveiger's kasha. But this is Rav Kiveiger's kasha. So, Rav Nochem spoke out that if we learn poitois, so then Rav Kiveiger's kasha is a good kasha. Maybe those goofy state in the posuk litzor that the gather is that the erva makes the tzor of Eishesach and b'meila the Eishesach patter. Maybe those goofy what the posuk is telling me that the erva patters the tzor. And the male now it's Eishesach, and now the Eishesach patters the tzor. Or the other way to learn is Mishum Ma, this Eishesach cannot patter the tzor. We don't know why. We just don't know why. Rav Kiveiger is asking for four places. We will have to answer them. So, and then we will have to learn Take that the Geder is Oisro Take, that the Erve asks the tzor, and there's a new Erve that is called Tzoras Erve, and my brother marries that Tzoras Erve. And that's us elve, such a elve to pater vita. So we have two ways to understand how the tzor is pater the tzor. We could learn the pashtus al derech Rashi that the elve just patters the tzor, but the tzor doesn't have an isur. What is the isur? Eishesach. My other brother marries her and he dies. Why that elve patters the other one? The Eishesach will pater. There's nothing else to pater. There's no isur there. She's only a Eishesach. There's no shame tzoras elve really. It's only a ishesach. Why we need a pasuk? Rav Kiveiger's kasha. Why we need a pasuk? And we could learn mishum that ishesach cannot patter. No, the reason it patters really is because the elve makes the tzoras elve to have a new shame of elve that is called tzoras elve. And my brother marries that tzoras elve, and that tzoras elve is such an elve that it's called tzoras elve, and she could patter. And then we understand why we need a pasuk. Again, why the Ishesach cannot do it, we're not holding out the answer. But when we're learning Yevomis, we every time when we clear why the tzor patters her tzor, benefilo shnio, we have two ways to look at it. One way to learn, to look at it like Rav Kiveiger understood, that the Ishesach really could do it. The erva patters the tzor, the Ishesach comes back, that brother marries, he's marrying a gepakta Ishesach, and that Ishesach could patter the second one. Kiveiger, so I don't mean the pasuk. I could figure it out myself. Maybe it doesn't go for state in the pasuk. That is one way. And the other way to learn is no. The Ishesach cannot pater. which is the Erva makes the Tzara to become a Tzara's Erva, and the Chiddush is that this Tzara's Erva, not only that she's Potter Meibum, she's enough Erva that when my brother will marry her, she could Potter the next one. This is two ways to understand the Mishnah. What? They get a Reboistos, we understand it, and they get a Reboistos, we can cannot understand it, right? That is what we call Oisos, this is what I'm saying. If we learn Poitros, the Pashtus will ask us the second Torah, Torah is Deishasach. So Kivegi will ask us why we need a Pasuk, we can figure it out ourselves. If we will learn Oisos, I want to explain, even if we learn Oisos, we have no Kivegi's Kasha. But the Maisa, see the Deishasach today, so today let Deishasach be part of the Torah, so why I need a Pasuk? This means the Biskarov doesn't answer of Kivegas Kasha. So we're not holding an answer of Kivegas Kasha. Because even if we learn Oisrois, that the Erve answers the Torah, and it's a new Erve, Abba Lemaisa now, Neishisach comes back. After Neishisach comes back, so with a Filo Shnio, temporarily that Neishisach could part to the next Neishisach. This is of Kivegas Kasha. We're not answering of Kivegas Kasha here. But we say that it's two ways to understand. It's the way to understand the way of Kivega, really understand that it works. That the Erva patterns the Tzorah, like Rashi says in every place, the Yishasach comes back. But if you know Shnir, really, what patterns the next one is the Yishasach. Philip Kivegi will ask, I don't need a Pasuk, I can figure it out myself. The Philip Iskarov, we will have to learn, Mishuma, we're not answering, that the Yishasach cannot do it. We don't know why, this is what Kivegi is Kasha. And the answer is, what patterns is that the Erva answers the Tzorah. And when my brother marries the Tzorah, he has a Nushim Erva of Tzorah's Erva. And that pattern. Zot Reb Nochem, when we read the Mishnah, we will have two ways how to read the Mishnah. Listen good. Chameishas Renoshim Poitrois Tzoroseyev V'Tzorois Tzoroseyev. If we learn like Rab Kiveg, Chameishas Renoshim patterns the Tzorois. Now the Tzorois will become Eishasach. Zot Deilik and Mishnah V'Tzorois Tzoroseyev. Taka, we don't need a pasuk. Maybe the pasuk is megala. Mashein, Mashenke. If we learn like the Briskerov, that not that the ishes achol pater, we don't know why. The shem tzoras elve pater. So the elve is such a starke elve that she could put her poison into the second one, so strong that that one could go weiter and weiter. So we read the Mishnah, Chameishas Renoshim, Poitro Tzoroseyim, Vitzoro Tzoroseyim. The Erve is so stark that it could do weiter and weiter. If the way the Firab Kiveger is Kashe, and we'll learn Poitrois, so the answer, the Erve doesn't answer the Tzor. It only brings back the Ishazach. Now it's a regular Ishazach. Now the Tzoras Tzoras is a regular Tzoras Eishasach. The Tzoras Tzoras is really a Tzoras from Eishasach. So you read the Mishnah, Chamesh Lanoshim Poitrois Tzoroseyev, V'Tzoros Tzoroseyev. If you learn Oitzrois, so the vote is that the Erve is so stark that it could answer not only the Tzoros, it could make the Tzoros so awesome that she's herself a Erve. Not only a erva leibum, she's an erva that could patter someone else.
How would we learn the Mishnah
on these cases? We'll get to that. So these are two ways how we can learn the Mishnah. Chamesh Lanoshim Poitrois Tzoroseyev, V'Tzoros Tzoroseyev, Min Achalitzo Min Leibum Ad Sof Koloy. And now the Mishnah has a list. Ve'elu hem. Bito Yubas Bnoi, his daughter, his granddaughter from his son, his granddaughter from his daughter. Bas Ishto Yubas Bno Bas Bito, Chamoisri Ve'em Cho. So we have nine. The first group is nine. I want to take out the first three, my daughter, my granddaughter. And we'll take the second group as my wife. So what is that, guys? The daughter of my wife, the granddaughter of my wife, and the granddaughter from my son and my wife. Or my mother-in-law, my mother-in-law, or my father-in-law's mother. Right? This is Be'etzem, the group, the nine, the first nine arayas of the Mishneh that patterned itself. So I want to explain something. Maybe it's very simple, but it's good to understand it for the Hemshech. It's Moshe Poshet Pshat. We have the Isul is to marry a lady with her daughter. Chutz from my daughter. My daughter is an Isul, forget about it, even if it's not marriage. As Rashi will say, Bitum Anusosoy, I'm an Anus, a lady. I have a daughter. It's not the daughter of my wife, because the first one is not my wife. So I'm not allowed to marry my daughter. The first lady is not married to me. I was my Anus, a lady in the street. And I had a baby. So the first lady is God. No Shadr, it's not my wife. But I'm not allowed to marry my daughter that came out from there. And if that daughter has a daughter, I'm not allowed to marry my granddaughter, and I'm not allowed to marry my granddaughter from my son. That is no shaykes to marriage. It's a isu, my own kids, I'm not allowed to marry. Chutz from that, we have the group, I would call after the first three to six. I'm not allowed to marry my wife's daughter. I have a wife, not her daughter, not her granddaughter, and not a granddaughter from my son. Right? So what is the isu be'etzel? How you put the isu? I'm not allowed to be married to a lady and her daughter. I'm not allowed to marry a lady and then marry her daughter. Or I'm not allowed to marry a lady and marry her granddaughter. I'm not allowed to marry a lady and marry the granddaughter from the son. I'm not allowed to be married to two generations. So I marry a lady, don't marry her daughter. Get it, even if it's not from you, don't marry your granddaughter. You have her, don't marry second generation and third generation. That is the Isul Chamoisoi. If I married a lady, don't marry her mother. Don't marry her grandmother. Be'etzem, it's the same isu from two sides. I married a lady, I'm not allowed to be married to her daughter, and I'm not allowed to marry her mother. Be'etzem, I'm doing every time two generations. Oh, three generations. Just, I'm not allowed to have a lady, I can't go down two, and I can't go on top two. It's two parshas or one parsha? Now, the issue to marry my daughter, I'm sorry, my wife, her daughter and the granddaughter is in parshas Achri Moris, is a love. Isho vebito, isho vebasbito. It doesn't say chiyuv misa, it says a love. It's called azol. This is in parshas Achri Moris. In parshas Gdoishim, that parsha is not there. There is only the parsha of the mother-in-law. Don't marry isho. Ve'ima, chamoisa. And if you marry, it doesn't say not to marry. It says if you marry, you chayef seifa. So now, the shayla, how to look at it? It's six arayas or three arayas? How you count? Maybe it's six arayas or three arayas? A lady and a daughter and a granddaughter. What's the difference? A lady and a... I'm not allowed to marry a granddaughter and a lady. It's six or it's three? How you count it? Six or three? You're right. The Mishnah counts it like six. But that is not a raya. We'll see later. Look at the headline of the Mishnah. Chameshes tanoshim. Don't say chameshes arayas. 15 kinds of ladies. It's Yishonim. Why it says chameshes tanoshim? Why doesn't it say chameshes arayas? The Mishnah is counting 15 kind of ladies, so could be. So be'etzem it's a machlik. In Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he counts it like three. He doesn't bring also bitoy, bas ishtoy, and bas bita and chamoisa. He brings only don't marry isho, v'bito, v'bas bito. Either the wife is the daughter, and you're not allowed to marry the mother, or the mother is the daughter, your wife. So you're not allowed to marry. The Bahag counts it like six. Again, the Gemara Darshan's one from each other. That the Isu and the Lav, Chayev Misa, the Lav it says in Bito, and Ishtoi, and Bas Bito, the Sreif it says in Chamoisa, the Gemara learns out, Heino, Heino, Zima, Zima, the Gemara learns out one from each other. But in the Rambam, he brings it down, the Rambam in the Lavi, Shin Lamed Zayin, Shin Lamed Ches, Shin Lamed Tes. He brings down Isho, Vibas Bito, Vibas Bno. He doesn't bring down Chamoisa. And the Bahag, and Mitzvah Tes, and Mitzvah Yizayin counts it like six. So the Bahag is only a Pshat. So this is the first group of the Mishnah. Lamed Zayin, the Rashi of the Mishnah. חמש אנושים פויטרצו עושים כדקטון יסייד ושאם אויסו אחס מהם נשאו לאוכים לאישו אחר אז חמש בליבונים שתיהם פטוריס וטיימי יוליף בגמור וצורס צור עושים הצוף האילו ממספיסים לפורש חמש שמייס ביילו ונוסו אוכי ומייס בליבון My brother is married to my mother-in-law and he dies so I can't do yibum to my mother-in-law and not to the tzol Rashi, what is the case? My father-in-law died and my brother went and remarried to my mother-in-law. My brother went to marry my mother-in-law. Shemeis bailo v'neso ochi v'meis b'loibon. Frag the Maharam why Rashi has to kill your father-in-law. Say a much better case. I'm not asking why Rashi didn't say divorce. But we'll have to get to that. Why Rashi didn't say better? I married my niece. It's also a mitzvah to marry a niece. Shem yechap al bas achoisos. You married your niece. Now your brother dies. You can't marry your sister-in-law because she's your mother-in-law. Why Rashi has to say, I married a lady. My shvel died, my brother went, remarried my shviger, now my brother dies, I can't make yibum to my shviger. Make very simple, I married my niece, and my brother dies, I can't marry the mother. Zog de Mara, because if you marry your niece and your brother dies, there's no yibum, because he has a daughter alive. There's no yibum. Okay, Zog de Mara, so kill your niece. Say, it's... My brother died, and my wife died, and my brother died, and I can't do even because my mother-in-law. Why Rashi decided right away that no, the case is that my father-in-law died, and then my brother died, and my brother went and married my mother-in-law, and then my brother dies, and now she falls to evil. It's the same amount of people to kill. The Tanya says, what is more normal that you? Your father-in-law dies, or your wife dies? Sure, the father. He's older than you. And not only that, you don't kill kids. If I say that I married my niece and my niece died, and her parents are alive yet, that is shalaki derech ha'olam. Derech ha'olam is, you die from the top to the bottom. So b'meile, zok de ma'aram, palabatish. So Rashi needed a case. Oh, the Maaseh Rashi could have said divorce also. Rashi needed a case that my mother-in-law is married to my brother. He didn't want to say that I married my niece. Because if he would say that I married my niece, and then my brother dies, Vaita is no yibum, so Rashi has to say, my niece will die. So, and I don't have kids also. So Rashi made it very simple. I married a normal lady. My shver dies, my mother-in-law just remarries to my brother and he dies. As I zog the ma'aram, patosh te'at. Zog Rav Kiva Egel, I could say a better answer. As the Gemara, Sion Sanhedrin, in Dalet, I think, it says in the Pasuk and the mother-in-law that if a person marries his mother-in-law, Loshon HaPasuk is V'solfu oisoi, if you marry your mother-in-law, V'oison V'ohen, you burn him and them. If you marry your mother-in-law, they burn you and them. Frank Digmore, why them? Who has to get burned? Only your mother-in-law. Your wife has to get burned. Your wife is allowed to stay with you. The Gemara says, if you marry your mother-in-law, v'sof oisri v'esay. Frank the Gemara, why oisri v'esay? I understand you have to burn him and her. The wife is allowed to, even after you do bias to your mother-in-law, you're allowed to stay with your wife. Your wife didn't do nothing else. Same thing if a person starts to marry his daughter. His wife stays mutter. You kill the father and the daughter, but you don't kill the wife. Zog the Gemara, bizman sheshneim kayom. You only chayv on your mother and your sreifa if your wife is alive. Bizman she'ein shneim kayomim, if your wife is not alive, you're not chayv sreif. Now, it's a machlokes. So you're not chayv sreif? Yeah. Your wife has to be alive. Don't wonder why it has to be like that. Like we see in Achos Isha, it's only if my wife is alive, I'm not allowed to marry her sister. So the sreif of a mother-in-law is only if your wife is alive. Now, it's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos learns, aber koles is the special sreif. Most of the arayos is koles. Ish asish, it's chemek. Chamoiso yisreife, bito yisreife, chemek, they koles. Aber Rashi learns that it's only alive. Rashi says, if your wife is not alive, your mother-in-law is not besreife, is only belave. Dimrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer Choy, like you hold, doesn't make a difference if your wife is alive or not. Aber shitas Rabbi Akiva, bezman sheishtri kayemes, you chayev on your mother-in-law sreife, bezman she'ein ishtri kayemes, you're not chayev on your mother-in-law sreife, and not only that you're not chayev sreife, lefi Rashi, it's only a lav, oruch sheichev im chamoise. Zog Rav Kiberigel, very posh, he doesn't understand what the Maharam wants, bichlal. If Rashi would speak in a case that I married my niece, and my niece died, and now my brother dies, I'm allowed to marry the sister. It's Chai Velavi. His wife is Chai Velavi. My shriger is a Chai Velavi. To say that Chamosoi is the Erva to Patu Meibum, my wife needs to be alive. So if I married my niece, Zot Rav Kiva Egel, I could do Yibum to my mother-in-law. Why? Because Manushach, if my wife is alive, there's no Yibum anyways. So obviously we're talking in a case that my wife is dead. And then my brother dies, it's only a love. Chai v'lavim anak potru mi'ibu v'chalitza. And if the Tana says, chameshes anoshim poitru tzoroseim, so Rashi, the only case is, I married a lady, and Baruch Hashem, she's alive, my shvel dies. My brother goes and marries my mother-in-law. And now my brother dies. My brother doesn't have kids, so I have to do yibum to my mother-in-law. Chameshes, that is the case of the Mishnah. This is the chap of Rav Kiva Egel. It's a beautiful chap of Rav Kiva Egel. So vayt. Now, even if it's a machlekes Rav Kiva and Rav Lezer, but the klal in Yevamos is beplug teloy komayrim. See, to say that the Gemara will answer, the Mishnah has to go lefi everyone. So b'meile, it's such a good pshat, to explain, till Rav Yisenu, Rav Shach, and all of them would try to answer why the Maharam didn't think about it. The Maharam is right. It's easier to kill him than to kill her. He's older, younger. Mei cheshbonis. Shein echap, shein epshat, balabatish. Pshat. Aber Rav Kiva Egel is right. Zog Rav Kiva Egel becheshbon is no echetimtze. If I married my niece, I'm allowed to do yibum malabshach. If my niece is alive, says no pashas yibum. If my niece is dead, lefi shitas Rashi l'shitosoi, alim ed Rav Kiva, es no chiyuv sreif, oni echai velavim, oru shoychev im chamoisoi, B'meir, she can't pat her. So Rav Kiva Egel's pshad, it's kimad a kasha in the Maharam. So Rav Shach will say, Yesoy, Be'ez Hashem, since you've always asked the first two, three shiurim, our shligul, we're starting, but it's b'tchilas Hagdomer. One of the shiurim told me in the way here, it's the first 3 days, the first day is Hagdomer, the second day is Psiche, the third day is Dvorim Achodim. And then you start. Aber it's a big yesoid b'shitas Rashi. B'das ha-Maharam. It's a pillar. Kiva Egel is right. It doesn't start what the Maharam wants. That even that will not be sreifa, will only be alav, but because it's called the erve, it will patur me'yibum, even that it doesn't have sreifa and chorus. It's a big chidush. We'll see later b'ez Hashem and Tesis. Dibar Masra Shisochi me'imoy. A lot of rise to this yesoid. That could be arayas that are not chai bekrisis. Remember this Yisrael, Revolch Berim, Rashma, Daftes. Now we're saying it only to Miyashim. I don't have to say it. I'm saying, why I'm not saying it very shark, I'm saying it with Derech Agav, because we have to make sure that this was the Maharam meant, that he thought of Kibbe Eger, and he didn't answer of Kibbe Eger, because he had the Yisrael that the Elvi could patter even. The Maharam himself was mechadent to it. But the Miyashiv, the Siyata Dishmael from the Maharam, Zog the Rav Shach and Abi Ezri, that Vaistois could be that we'll have a Shem Erve of Chamoisoi, that will not patter, that will patter even Le'achar Misas Ishtoi will patter the Tzol. Zog the Uchlaner here also says the same Shtigutayr of Rav Kiva Eger, and he wants to take it to the next step. We'll see one more Rashi. Chamoisei shemeis bailo v'neso ochiv zemeis b'leibonim. Ve'em chamoisei ve'em chomiv shteyem asurus v'mishum erv v'gdesir erv as isho v'bito v'esegale es bas bno v'es bas bito v'yesh b'chlal ze chamoisei ve'em chamoisei ve'em chomiv v'nevorush b'en anesofi. U'bito yde oche, the first three, bito yme anusosoi komayre. וכן בס ביטי ובס בנוי, דאילו בס ביטי מאישתוי, היינו בס אישתוי. וכן אם נחשיב אישו וביטי לא ישנו ממנו, לא ישנו מאיש אחר. אבל ביטי מהנוסוסי לא ילפי למאוכל, דאישו עדי קידושי משמע, שאישו סמיקרו הכי ננפגי נבוש בגמור. So Rashi made Seder. Like I said, we have nine cases. The first three is my daughter, not I married to a lady, I was ma'anis a lady. I have a daughter, granddaughter, I'm not allowed to marry. And my brother married my daughter from that oynes. Or my granddaughter from that oynes, so now I can't do yibum because it's a daughter, or shaykh is to marry. And then is I married a lady, I'm not allowed to marry her daughter, and so I married a lady, she has a daughter before, and that daughter marries my brother, and now my brother died. This is bas ishtoi, bas bito. This is the Rashi. Zog doch lanel. I have a better answer. A better answer? Goynes. If we said that Shitas Rashi, that if my niece dies, if my wife dies, I'm no arayas on my mother-in-law. Allah. No arayas. So I have a chetimtzev bitoy that is no arayas mitzad bas ishtoy. What Rashi says? Every daughter, typically that she's my bas ishtoy. The only way to come to a mechayev of a daughter without the parsh of bas ishtoy, if I was ma'anis a lady, I have a better, I married a normal lady. Ganz klar ist so. I had 20 daughters. And now my wife dies. And I go to marry my daughters. I'm allowed to or not? Als bas ishtoi, like we said in Chamoisoi, that I'm only chayev marrying my mother-in-law if my wife is alive. As the daughter of my wife, I'm only chayev if my wife is alive. But I'm not allowed to marry her because she's my daughter. But Rashi doesn't have to say that the case of Bitoy is Bitoy Manusosoy. Listen later, the Gemara doesn't like to mind the Mishnah Ba'oynes. You want to go on a normal case. Rashi says, what is the Echetimtze of Bitoy? The Echetimtze of Bitoy is Bitoy Manusosoy. Zog the Ochlanel. But now listen carefully how the Ochlanel says it. He says, the Pasuk that both have to be alive is, we said, mother, my wife, and my mother-in-law. The pasuk didn't speak about my wife and my daughter. Zog, it's totally if it's one parsha or two parshas. If it's one parsha, so the same way I'm not chayev and my mother-in-law, if my wife is not alive, I'm not chayev and my wife's daughter if my wife is not alive. And as zeh is mefurish in the Ritva Daf Tzadikei b'shitas Rambam. Masha'egen, if you learn like the Bahag, that it's two different parshas, so we found a mute. V'sofu oisei v'esen b'zman sheshneim kayomim only on a mother and a mother-in-law. Aber on a wife and my wife's daughter could be even if my wife is not alive, I'm not allowed to marry my daughter. Her daughter. So again, ha'ore from the Oruch Lanel. The Oruch Lanel says, we answered, if we answered before, that Rashi will learn, like Rav Kiva Eger, that I'm not chayev and my mother-in-law if my wife is not alive. This is the reason Rashi did not say that I married my niece and she's dead. Rashi said that my mother-in-law, my father-in-law died and my brother married her, because if not, it's not chayev. So Rashi could have answered that what Rashi is looking for, a case of bitoy that she's not a bas ishtoi. And Rashi says the case is, if I was ma'anis a lady, even without ma'anis a lady, I married a lady and I had a daughter and my wife is dead. If it's a bit mas ishtoi, the same way mother-in-law, I'm not chayiv if my wife is not alive. I'm not chayiv with my daughter and her daughter if she's not alive. But that's bitoy, I'm chayiv. Again, zok bochana could be Rashi learns like the Bahag, that it's six. So we can learn out one from each other. Or Rashi will learn like the Avi Ezri that Erve patters anyways. Even if I'm not chayiv on her. But mikol mekoyim, we have a Tosefes that we could be mamshir, the Zel Bederich, that we answered. Rashi before, Zog Be'ochlane, Rashi could have answered. We have to understand, chutz that we're learning Pshat in Rashi, as the show we'll see later in Yevomis, but the Shaila La'aloch Le'maise. If you chayiv on Bas Ishtim when your wife is dead. It could be Gilui Arayis and it could be Mamash no Isru Bichlal. It's not even Oru Sheikhim Imcha Moisei. Well, Mamash of the next Rash. Achoisei Mi'ima Shenises Le'ochiv Me'ovi the Nis V'chein Achoisei Mo'i Sheneso Ochiv Me'ovi She'ein Chiyuv Yibum Elo Be'ochiv Mina'av וכסיב כי ישו אחים יחתו וילפיל אין אח ואחנו מבני ינקה מה להולון מן האב אף על פי שאינו מן ההם או חינם אילו ישו Rashi is coming in the middle of nowhere, this is the Maharam's Kasha, and Rashi is saying, you know, Yibum is only Ach Min Ahav, and the same father. But if you have the same mother, Lamashu, without the same father, there's no Parshas Yibum. Why? It says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdo, Mor'e, and Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, אח ואח במבני ינקר אומי אח מנה פרק דמערם, it's a beautiful Rashi. What is the Shaykhis in the middle of Noah? What is the Shaykhis in the middle of this Rashi? אחויס אימוי שניסס לא אוכי מאובי ומייס וכן אחויס אימוי שנסו אוכי מאובי שאין חיובים ומלו באח מנה פרק דמערם, why Rashi brings it down here? So it's two pshat. The Balabatish pshat is Rashi till now, who said that Yibum is only Be'ach Mina'av? I will explain. Listen to the first pshat. This is the Poshna pshat. Rashi had a tzad that for Yibum, listen carefully, you need a real complete brother. We call it a salad brother. From a father and a mother. Salad family. Nishchatzi. Nish chatzis. Who said that you could do yibum with chatzis? Rashi had a ray. So Rashi doesn't have to explain it. Who said you could do yibum with chatzis? Maybe for yibum, you need a guy to matzah. Mechadesi, you could do yibum with chatzis matzah. So Rashi, I have a problem. It says in the Mishnah that my brother is married to my sister from my mother. If this brother is a salad brother, so it's the same father and mother. So how he's married to my sister from my mother? How he's married to my mother's sister? Obviously, this brother is not the same mother. Ah, so it's brother's not from the same mother? So how do you do Yibu? So when Rashi finishes these two cases, so Rashi, She'en chiyuv Yibum ela ba'ochil min ha'av. It's enough, ach mina'av. Don't think you need salad, mina'av, umina'ay. I would think till this Rashi, I need salad, ach mina'av, umina'ay. Zot Rashi, ne, nafish. This is one way to learn the Rashi. It's nice. Reb Nochem didn't like it so much because Rashi had to say, Shein chiyuv yibum, you don't need mina'ev, it's enough mina'ev. Rashi doesn't say that. He kimat says it. But he doesn't say that. So the Nochem wants to say Rashi had a different kasha. The Mishnah has 15, I have 17. I'll tell you what the case. My brother married achois mina'ev. I have a brother that we brothers through the mother. And he married my sister Mina'av. And he dies. I can't do evil. My brother from my mother married a sister of my father, and he dies. I can't do evil. Why the Tanya only brought down two echetimtzes that my brother married achois minae? My brother married my mother's sister, and the Tanya didn't speak about my brother from my mother marrying my father's sister, and now he died. Zok Rashi, because that will never be a parsha of yibum, because ein yibum elo min ha'av. Ein yibum elo min ha'av. We'll finish the Rashi. Ve'ishesochim me'ima ishameiz ve'nesochim me'ovim shayis unochi zesim ve'meiz ve'leibonim ve'noflo lifnei yibum ze le'yav ha'masur oloi. Ve'fishayisa ishesochim me'ima itchilo. ועשו לו אלומיס נכסיב ארמס אשר שוכיחו ודרשינו בגבוה ליבינטוי אחיכו בין מן האב ובין מן האב. So here's the הלוכה ואשר שוכיב מאימוי, and Rashi says that I can do ייבום שנסו לו אלומיס. It's a shame tomorrow we'll start to go in the דיבר.